This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salam ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Brothers and sisters, praise be to Allah, peace and blessings on His final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've been asked a question about some discussions amongst our brothers and sisters on social media, and otherwise I was asked directly as well, that the one fasting in Ramadan, a person fasting in Ramadan, in other words, the obligatory fast, who doesn't pray five times a day, is their fast counted or is it not counted? So this is a commonly asked issue and we need to be clear about it. Actually, historically, this was raised as well. And in fact, Ibn Hazm and Imam al-Awza'i, the Shami scholar, their opinion was that any sin, big or small, committed while fasting breaks the fast and the person has to do qada of that fast. But I have to say this opinion is weak. It is their opinion, the Zahri school. The majority of scholars, the rest of the scholars and the scholars of the Madahib all agree that any kind of sin, big or small, done, does not break the fast. Of course, zina would break the fast, because even having sexual relationship between husband and wife breaks the fast, and there's a penalty for it, as is explained in Quran, by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, zina would be much worse than that. But we're not talking about that. Aside from that, other sins, the jumhur of the scholars said, do not break the fast. Imam Ahmad famously said, if a ghiba, doing backbiting, was to break the fast, then none of us would have a fast. We'd all have to make up again. Nevertheless, they said that it spoils a fast, and perhaps the person will get very little in reward while committing sin, as is clear from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, he says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man lam yada qawlu zur wal amal bi falisa lillahi haja an yada ta'amahu wa sharaba." Whoever does not leave a false speech or behaving on falsity, and that includes all kinds of sins of the tongue and doing, whether it's lying, cheating, deceiving, backbiting, all those things. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is not in need of such a person leaving their food and drink. Doesn't mean to say that it breaks a fast and they should bother with the fasting. No, that's not the meaning. The meaning is that encouraging about good behavior and staying away from sin. Or the other hadith, which is Hassan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "Rubba sa'im laysa lahu min siyamihi illa al-ju' wa rubba qa'im laysa lahu min qiyamihi illa al-sahar." Perhaps the fasting person will not get from their fast nothing from the fast except hunger, meaning hunger and thirst, because of not leaving sin. So that's there. So the strongest opinion on this, clearly, is the Jumhur opinion. There's no evidence that it breaks the fast, not praying five times a day. Nevertheless, I have to say about Salah, the five daily obligatory Salah. This is the first pillar after Shahada. In fact, even though there are the odd hadith which is mentioned by Daylami regarding fasting as well, and in this hadith it is mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Uri al-Islam wa qawaid al-Din thalatha, alayhinna usis al-Islam. Man taraka wahidatin minhunna fahuwa biha kafirun halal al-dam." that Islam's essence and its bare foundations and the foundations of religion are three, on which is built Islam. Whoever leaves any one of them has disbelieved, done kufr, becomes a kafir, and their blood becomes halal. That, what are the three things? Shahada, Allah ilaha illallah. The shahada, declaring witness there is no God but Allah. Was salatul maktuba, and the five daily obligatory prayers, and the fast of Ramadan. This hadith is daif. This is not authentic, this hadith, and we cannot take it as an evidence. However, it's interesting when we come to salah, unlike for fasting and any of the other pillars, except of course for shahada, and that's the very foundation of the whole of the religion, that the practice of salah is linked with the Prophet ﷺ's statements. For example, from Jabir, the Prophet ﷺ said, which is a hadith reported in Muslim, "Bain al-rajul or bain al-abd wa bain al-shirk wal-kufr tark as-salah," between a person, yeah, and between shirk and kufr, disbelief, is leaving salah. And in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, which is reported in Tirmidhi and Nasa'i and Ahmad, "Inna al-ahad baynana wa baynahum as-salah, faman tarakaha faqad kafar." Surely the pact between us and them is salah. Whoever leaves it, they have done kufr. They have done kufr. So the word kufr is used, and this created big debate amongst the ulama in classical times. Majority of the scholars went down the road of the person is a fasik, a wrongdoer, the one who leaves a five daily salah. There are many sahaba who had the opinion, you should know from classical times, that the person becomes a kafir. They couldn't understand anybody being a believer, Muslim, and not praying the minimum five daily fard prayers a day. So, that's how serious it is taken. Ahmad ibn Hanbal had the view that a person becomes an apostate and should be killed. Hanafiya probably have the best opinion, even though they go as far as imprisoning the person unless they do tawbah and put their ways right. Imagine how many people Muslims would put in prison. But the best opinion in regards to that is it is extremely serious. This kufr is a warning that it's almost being like a kafir, and not that the person actually becomes kafir, but very serious in that regard. And of course, when we link that with the fact that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna awwal ma yuhasabu bihi al-abd yawm al-qiyama salatuhu." The first thing to be asked about from a slave on the Day of Judgment, and this is from the believer, is their salah, the five daily salah. And the Prophet ﷺ, in one version, he said, "In saluhat, saluhat sa'irul amali, sa'iru amali. Wa in fasadat, fasadat sa'iru amali." And if it is good, if it is in order, the five daily minimum prayers, then the rest of his or her deeds will be in good order. And if it is corrupted, meaning the person hasn't prayed five times, then the rest of their deeds will be corrupted as well. And in one version, in saluhat, faqad aflaha wa anjah, wa in fasadat, faqad khaba wa khasir. In this version of the authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ is reported as saying, if the five daily prayers are in order, then he or she will have salvation and success. But if the five daily prayers are corrupted, then he or she will indeed be basically loss and failure. We don't want to be in that situation on the Day of Judgment. So that's how serious five daily salah is. And notice in regards to whether it's zakah, for example, with zakah, you're only required to pay the 2.5% when you go over a particular amount in certain categories, etc. If you look at fasting, there is exemption and ruqsa given if you're ill, if you're pregnant, a breastfeeding, a traveler, etc., etc., where people are given a choice in some cases of making it up later, in other cases of paying compensation. And if you look at Hajj and Umrah, it's only if you have the ability, to actually go and perform it. Otherwise, it becomes exempt. Where if you look at Salah, there is no such thing. The Prophet ﷺ said, for example, Sallu Qiyaman. Salli Qiyaman, as he said to Imran ibn Husayn. Salli Qiyaman. Fa illam yastati'. فَقَائِدًا فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَى جَنْبِكْ Pray standing. And if you're not able to do so, then sitting. And if you're not able to do so, then even lying down. In other words, you never leave the five daily prayers. Even if you're ill and you can't stand up and you're sitting down, if you're ill to the extent of in bed, lying down, unless you fall unconscious and you're totally unaware, you have to do the five daily prayers, brothers. That's how Salah doesn't have any that kind of ruqsa where you can just leave it. That's how serious the issue of Salah is for a believer. So, without belittling, and you realize the importance of Salah, brothers and sisters, I urge you and beg you, don't trivialize Salah. There are many people in our community who do fast in Ramadan, and that's a good thing. We don't say to them, don't bother fasting. But to ignore Salah is like fasting and doing a major sin while you're fasting. How will that be taken? Yeah, if you were to do, we say about backbiting, doing other sins, don't stay away from them. And there you are, not praying five daily prayers while you're fasting. That's the biggest of the big sins. That's almost on the verge of kufr, as it's been described by the Prophet ﷺ. So what kind of fast is that going to be, brothers and sisters? Don't destroy yourself with your own hands, brothers and sisters, young and old. Don't bankrupt yourself while, in fact, you are fasting and then doing this. If you're not being praying five times a day, this is a great opportunity. And it's not too late. We're only halfway there. Yeah? Don't give up. Put it right, brothers and sisters. It is only 5 minutes. Do just the fard if you can't do anything. And that is the part that's obligatory of the five daily prayers. Add it all together, it's only 20, 25 minutes in a day to do that. What kind of excuse will we have before Allah on the Day of Judgment? Belief goes hand in hand with this salah. So I urge you to put that right. So the fast, nobody's telling anybody that they may as well not fast if they're not praying five times. But we must put it right. As you know, some people have the idea of even Taraweeh prayers, as though that was obligatory. Taraweeh prayer is sunnah, recommended, we could even say, but not fard. The five daily prayers, which are going to be asked about first on the Day of Judgment, are the fard prayers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, give us the tawfiq to be better Muslim, enlighten us, give us strength to stand for our salah, and give us strength to better ourselves while we've still got this blessed month with us. Don't lose the opportunity. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.